Now, without further ado, it is my great pleasure to welcome via phone actress Emily Swallow, who you may know from The Mentalist and so many other things, Supernatural, and just a phenomenal theater work, including working with Mark Rylance. That would be wonderful at the Guthrie. Welcome, Emily. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm really, really looking forward to this live recording of Disgraced. I saw the production at the Taper and was just bowled over. Yeah, you were in that as well, correct?
I was, yes. I'm really excited to get to revisit the play, especially because Hari Dhillon, who played Amir in that production, and Behzad Dabu, who is also in it, are both going to be doing the recording. So it's one of my favorite plays I've ever worked on, both intellectually and, I guess, artistically. And so it's great to get to dive back into it for a little while.
And Jeffrey Arend is also going to be joining the cast. He's an LA Theater Works favorite, and he's done so many things as well, Body of Proof and Madam Secretary. It must be just a joy to be able to work with a play such as this, a Pulitzer Prize-winning play. But what dialogue, what complexity among these characters?
Goodness. Yes, I don't think I've ever in my career had a chance to work on something that feels both, it's just so well written as a play and as a dialogue, and it feels so necessary for where we are right now and the types of social dialogue that people want to have. When we were doing it at the Taper, we had talkbacks after the show with the audience every night, and we'll be doing a couple of those for LA Theater Works, and I've just never seen an audience so eager to get into a discussion and so open to listen to each other. And it felt like it really provided a forum for discussions that people maybe weren't sure how to start elsewhere in their social circles.
Well, and let's just say a sort of a brief summary of the play. It's really kind of about, revolves around a Muslim American attorney. And it's post 9/11. He's, you know, upscale, lucrative career, and then things get complicated.
To say the least.
Talk about some of the other characters in the play, and there is, without giving anything away, I found when I was seeing it at the Taper, you're kind of going along and you're thinking, I don't know if I can really relate to these people, you know, upscale attorney, swanky New York apartment, artist, you know, it's kind of not my world particularly. And then all hell breaks loose, and it's astounding. I have to say it's astounding, and I wonder how in recording this for radio, and you haven't gotten into rehearsals yet, you haven't gone into the performance yet, but it'll be interesting to see how that intensity can translate without being visual.
I agree, and I definitely think this is a case where, you know, I've done several of these LA Theater Works recordings, and it's always a treat to get to just kind of dip into a play, but it is such a short period of time, and I think it's going to be a huge help to this recording that a few of us have had the play in our bodies and know, you know, what the physicality on stage could be. But I also think that it's just such a tribute to the writing that even though at first you're watching it and it feels very sparkly and clever and intellectual, it's amazing how primal it gets. And I had a lot of friends who came to see it who said they started out thinking like, wow, this is such a cool dinner party with really interesting people, and I wish I were there. And then eventually they were like, wow, I hope that I am never at a dinner party like that.
Well,
and as you said, all hell breaks loose.
And it is about cultural assimilation. It's about anti-Muslim sentiment in this country. It's about him being so ambiguous about his feelings for not only his heritage, but for the negatives in what he sees in Islam. And he's a very conflicted person about it, but I don't even think he realizes he's conflicted when things start.
I think you're right. I think, and I think that what was interesting to me in working on the play is that all of the characters start out thinking they know where they stand, and all of them, and I think this is why it's so relatable, we get to see that all of them don't see themselves as clearly as they think they do, and that some of what Amir is doing, you know, some of the ways he maybe misleads people about his background are because he does have an accurate perception of how he is seen, and so he's sort of trying to account for how people are going to look at him. But then these other people, some of whom are at this dinner party, you know, they're leading with the foot of, no, I don't, you know, I'm unbiased. I don't see people like that. And the play gets into that idea of implicit bias and how maybe that's a place to start a dialogue, not to say, no, I see everybody the same, but to say, you know what, if I'm honest, I do, you know, there are some split decisions I make when I meet someone of a certain background or who looks a certain way, and can I admit that and then go from there? And I think that's sort of the Achilles heel of all the characters, is that they think they're a lot more advanced than they are. And so that's why I do think it goes so quickly from this very sparkly intellectual discussion into something really dark and dirty, because we do kind of, those things are, they're so closely in line with each other. I think a lot of the time we sort of stand above these dialogues and visit it on a certain level, and sometimes aren't even aware of the real feelings that we have underneath there, and all of those feelings get to come out.
Exactly, and in this case, we're talking about not only relationship between the husband and the wife and friends, but your relationship to your family as well as your work and the different faces that you present to each, and when push comes to shove, where your loyalties lie. Charles McNulty of the LA Times called this picture-perfect cast, sensationally gripping. Akhtar's riveting play thrusts us into an escalating global debate, humanizing the way we see the world. And this obviously is a very important topic facing our country, too. Not only the personal repercussions for these characters, but how that translates in the outer world. I'm a huge fan of this playwright. I saw his other play, Junk, which is was done at La Jolla Playhouse, and that had to do with the junk bond insider trading scandals in the 1980s, and he's so provocative and so interesting. Obviously, as we said, a Pulitzer Prize winner, and this is going to be recorded live. We're doing this a little early. We usually like to do it a week before the performances go up, but I do want people to go to latw.org to check out getting tickets for this. It, believe me, it's something you don't want to miss. And you're actually going to run, I think, the 19th through the 22nd, correct?
Yes. That's
yes.
Right.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you join me via phone, Emily, and I hope that maybe you'll come back and we can get you down here in person to talk about some other things that maybe you have going on, because your background is, you know, we've seen you all over the television, and you have a really, really strong theatrical background as well, and I'd love to talk further with you about that sometime.
That would be wonderful. I'd love that.
Okay, and again, my guest is Emily Swallow. She is starring in LA Theater Works production of Ayad Akhtar's tremendous play, Disgraced, which is going to be running April 19th through the 20th at the UCLA James Bridges Theater. Don't miss it. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.